scale and the staff at CWS for keeping us rolling and getting our information out to folks. First order of business that we have is to approve the minutes, and I wanted to see if there were any corrections or additions that needed to be made at this time. Seeing any lights on, I will entertain a motion to adopt the minutes for October the 13th. Anne-Marie, Commissioner Wallace.
I move to approve the minutes.
Okay. Do we have a second? Any other seconds from Representative Edwards? Thank you. With a thanks to Kathy for trying to keep things going. Well, and the challenge is the reaching over. So, and do we have news, Kathy, that that you want to share with us, or no? Oh, I'm okay. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm thinking of something else. So just excuse me. No, or.
No.
So, moving on, I wanted to go ahead and move in. We've got in your packets our proposed Limited Colony Commission report, and Kathy, I don't know whether there, I know we're really down to the wire on this because we're presenting tomorrow in the Executive Appropriations Committee, but I've had a couple of comments made by commissioners, and I was wondering if there's any additional changes that might possibly be made before tomorrow. Could we do that? Okay, that would be great. Commissioner Burkholder mentioned that she would like to go ahead and add the YWCA to, if we look at page 4, where we have a group, all the different organizations that are listed and that we have worked with over the last year of making sure that we add YWCA. Is the official YWCA Salt Lake, or is YWCA of Utah? So please CA Utah added on to that.
Just added on, it's not a change.
No, just make sure that onto the list, you see that there's a listing of various organizations that have been assisting us this year. I mean, while we, I want to make sure that we don't miss them, she caught that, and then that's one of the reasons I'm glad we've got people looking at this today, so we can catch some of these things. You'll note what we did is, of course, started the commission report with a listing of our commission membership. We know that we are missing 2 people. We're in the process of nominations, reviewing nominations, and forwarding those to the governor's consideration. But right now, we thought we would list the current existing commission membership as of the point of time of the submission of the report, and that's why you do not see the folks that have previously served listed on there. Co-Chair Edwards and I are going to put together a cover letter. We've got one, and we're just going to finalize that. And I think what we'll do, Kathy, in lieu of the fact that we don't have that quite ready for you, we know that we're holding you up, is that we'll go ahead and have that as a separate piece, and then we can just hand that out and then give you a copy of it for future, to add it to those future distributions. But then for tomorrow, we'll just make sure that we've got a copy of that letter to hand out to all of the EAC folks, okay? Because I know that we're really time is of the essence right now in trying to get this printed out for tomorrow's Executive Appropriations Committee presentation that Representative Edwards and I will be doing at approximately 3:20 tomorrow afternoon. And the reason that I brought that up is that I know this makes for a crazy week for all of our commissioners, but I did want to invite you, if you're interested in attending that meeting, either the meeting for the Executive Appropriations Committee at 3:50 is when we're slated to do our presentation. I would advise you to be there by 3:30 or so in case things get moved around on the agenda and we present sooner rather than later. And also with the caveat that since we're the second to the last agenda item, depending on how the agenda goes, they may not get to us. So that's one of the reasons why I haven't made a big deal about having the commissioners there. But I do want the commissioners to feel welcome to attend, because what we would do is during our presentation is point out your attendance and so they know who people are and see a face with the commission and members of the commission. The other report that we're going to be doing this week is we're doing a report as part of Economic Development and Workforce Services Interim Committee on Wednesday, and we're slated for 2:20. Is that still on your agenda? Okay. So, again, if you're either up here and you want to slip in, or if you want to go to one and versus the other, you could come on Wednesday and not on Tuesday. Please, again, feel welcome to join us so that we can acknowledge your presence and your commitment to the Commission as we give our reports to our colleagues, both in EAC and the Department of Workforce Services. So, going back to the report, so we start out with Commission membership. And, Kathy, the other thing that I wanted to do, and I just sent this to you, I just got missed in one of my many edits, and I apologize for things kind of flying back and forth, is under page 3 with policy. I would like to have my title listed there, so Representative Rebecca Chavez out. And I have sent on the last page, the very, very last paragraph, I just resent it to Carrie again. It read a little odd. Oh, wait, now it's that. Wait, no, this is my copy. I'm working off of like 3 different copies. So if you look at the very last sentence, it says, resource for colleagues around the state who seek to improve the lives of women in Utah. The very last paragraph, commission goals. Commission will focus on positioning itself as a resource. And I think this is for colleagues, for stakeholders, just because I don't want it to seem like just legislative colleagues. And then the next sentence is a little odd. It says the commission will also seek to provide convening. And I just changed the language again. And again, I just sent this to Carrie, but if you'll see if we can tweak that. It says, I put the commission will also seek. No, why can't I find the right one? I've written this out.
Seek to complement. We just want to cut providing.
Yeah, well, I said something. We'll convene. I've sent this to her, and we've got to figure out where it's at. Here it goes. The commission will also act as a convener to complement what other groups are doing to support women in the workforce. So. Yeah. And here, what I'll do is I'm just going to hand you my red line. Because this tells all of my shit. I don't know what happened when I said it. It was kind of goofy. It wasn't tracking the changes like I wanted it to, and I apologize for that. So, yes, Commissioner Wallace.
I noticed on page 5 the proposed web URL is incorrect. It should be... It should be women.utah.gov.
Mm.
I had to look at that many times just now to make sure that I had it right, but it should be women.utah.gov. Thank you.
I'm wondering on the very last page, too, and on the goals for 2016, if we wanted to have bullets for anything specific that we were looking at. We had talked with co-chair about 3 additional areas, and maybe this is something that we could discuss with the commission today. What's missing? What are the areas that we feel like we still either need further action or understanding on? And as we had spoken as co-chairs, there were 3 issues that kind of came out to us. One was women and in business and entrepreneurship and access to capital. One was women, elderly women, and their unique needs, both in support, workplace, et cetera. And then third, doing a deeper dive on women minorities. So I don't know if we wanted to add those specifically as areas that we were going to discuss. I think there's some benefit to that. And I think there is, too. I'm just wondering if maybe we could do that as part of our verbal report, or if we can, I mean, I'm trying to figure out if we can draft the language on that is the concern that I have. Where are we? I mean, I know that you guys are really tight, so I'm going to let Kathy weigh in on that since it's her team that is trying to put this together by tomorrow.
Well, I mean, we'll work what hours are necessary. I think we can pull these through together if you guys want to add that in there. I think there's benefit to it. I think it gives us scope and focus for the next upcoming year, and it lets the legislature and others, governor's office, know we have vision.
Okay.
So I think it's a good thing, and we can certainly throw that one together tonight and
right.
can get that to them.
Okay, that sounds good. The other thing is we can include that as part of our discussion in our cover letter as well. It would be my recommendation that maybe you and I do that in our cover letter, and then that way that gives them a little bit more space to get this thing printed out the moment.
Okay.
Unless we said there's something on that.
Yeah.
What are thoughts? Maybe we should just see other commission members. What are other things that we might be missing from the report?
Yeah. Commissioner Henderson, do you have any comments on things that you think we've been missing or we still need better understanding of, or I mean, from any of our three lenses, the policy, communications, or research, what else do we need to know? Where else should we move? And how should we communicate those efforts?
So the one thing that I think is a big hurdle, and I don't know what we can do, and it's part of the communication outreach portion, which is just how do we continue to have the dialogue, because it seems like every time I have the dialogue with people in certain sectors, they're offended at even the mere mention of any problems and disparities, and no, that's wrong. I mean, we can't even have a discussion. So I think making sure that we help lawmakers understand moving forward that the commission is important because we have to continue having this dialogue, because when people haven't experienced the difficulties that other people have experienced, the discrimination, the inequities, the inequalities, they can't see it. And so making sure that we make that point that we have to continue having this discussion so that we can at least bring awareness to the private sector. And I think that's just the hardest piece of the puzzle right there, is making sure that we can have these discussions and that there is a systemic, natural, I guess, culture change, that evolution that comes from this, that we can be a part of.
I think there's also, building on that, that the part of some of the concerns we've heard about validating and including women, the variety of women's choices in this discussion, and I think that is something that we need to continue to be sensitive to and aware of.
Absolutely.
Any other comments, Commissioner Wallace or Burkholder, comments on things that you think we should be looking at going forward that we might want to mention in our report, with an eye to that it was Senator Bramble's strong recommendation that we, the legislation for this request the removal of our sunset. So that is, you know, it's important for us to have I think to state a direction that we're moving sort of in the near future, but also lay a case for a continuing long-range future as well.
Thank you. Yes. I'd like to follow up on what Senator Henderson just said and ask whether we need to include something in this report that both that acknowledges women's choices about their lives and their different choices about their lives. Just to acknowledge that we see that and we respect it, number one. And the other is there any action item or something that we could place in here that talks about how we might do precisely what you just mentioned, which is facilitate conversations with those who could be threatened, defensive, uninterested. Is there anything that we could propose? Because some of those folks would, I imagine, be looking at this report, right? So is there anything that we could propose that, again, would acknowledge that we want to have conversation? It's just a way to, I feel, demonstrate respect, and given the fact that we're trying to lift the sunset, I think the more we can be receptive to that, the better that will be for us, in addition to it simply being the right thing to do.
And maybe there can be a statement that we recognize that government isn't going to solve all of these problems. That this is something that has to be recognized and changed within society, within the culture, because I think some of the pushback that we will get about this is, you know, well, we just want to mandate stuff, recommend, you know, mandating things that may be unappealing to some people. So I think that part of our goal as a commission should be to make sure that we keep bringing these issues forward and help facilitate that cultural awareness in the workplace, so that we can have some of those changes that must occur outside the purview of government in order for society truly to be fair and equal.
I'm wondering if the guiding principles that we've been playing with for the public policy subcommittee, I've got copies of them. And I'm thinking if we look at some of those, maybe we can pull some of this language into. We haven't finalized these, but we've put them as a placeholder for the website. And let me just hand them out to everyone, and then maybe we can tweak some of this language and pull it in for either pulling in all of the principles and then tweak it a little bit. While she's passing that out, when Mr. Burkholder mentioned where could we include that sensitivity there, I'm wondering if in the description of the qualitative research that is going to be going on across the state, if that could be, we could make a mention that we would be reaching out to include, you know, we've talked about including different sectors, different varieties of wage earners, et cetera, in this, and we could also reach out to those who are in this category. We could include some women who are choosing to stay home and of different ages and include them in the conversation. I think that would...
I'm trying to think. I can't think of that.
And maybe we have already mentioned that, but to reiterate that, I think, says you have a seat at the table, your experience matters, we care about you, and you're contributing in a very real way, in an important way to our state and our economy, quite honestly. So what do you think about that, Commissioner Henderson?
I think that's a good idea. It's also, I think, it's one thing for women to talk amongst themselves, but I think it's very important to bring men into the conversation who really hold the power and the access to power and try to, I think we have to, that's a piece of the puzzle that we have to engage the men to see and recognize they're maybe not intentionally overlooking things, but maybe they just don't see it because it's never been their experience and they don't see it. And so I think helping, and I've talked to some men, you know, and pointed things out, and then they start to see, and their eyes are open, and they can see things that they didn't see before, and bringing awareness to them, because they are the ones really in the positions of power where we're hoping to be able to spread that out a little bit. And I think that without some of their key buy-in and influence, you know, we're not going to make as much difference, unfortunately.
I guess I could just add to what Senator Henderson was talking about, in that not just men as leaders and those that have the power, but also fathers of women and girls who, when you put a personal perspective on it, your daughter will experience this in the next 5 years, next 10 years, next 50 years, and it becomes something different to them than talking to them about their employees or coworkers. I think that's an important part of it as well. My other comment was on the commission goals, and I don't know how specific these are supposed to be, but when I read them, I thought, can we be more specific? I know some of the very end just talked about our activities are aligned to accomplish the chief strategic goals mentioned earlier. Is there a way to say, you know, we're working on a website and we're working on guiding principles, both which are very soon to be realized. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if we can specifically list any of those things that are going to be accomplished in that last paragraph, where these are general statements about, of course, we're going to support women and raise the status of them. I'm wondering if we can also include, and we will next year, we will have a website, we'll have our guiding principles, and anything else we feel like we can accomplish with a specific thing, I guess a specific deadline. I don't know if we need a deadline in there, but we know that we will accomplish those things even the next month or so. I would suggest putting that in the very end.
Yeah, part of the challenge that we have is that we have to have this printed and ready by tomorrow. And so I'm trying to figure out how to get it done when it seems like we're still kind of trying to gel with those. I mean, I know that we're going to have a website. We're going to get the principles adopted. Because a lot of this is also delineated on where what we've been doing. We're under the work group committees. My phone doing stuff. Because what we started with, under where it's work group committees, under the commission, and it talks about our work, I mean, it would probably be easy to just add that we are going to, you know, we will adopt the guiding principles and the website will be up and live. I just feel that our goals should be a little bit more, how can I put it, more like strategic goal types of things, that we haven't got those delineated yet. And so I don't want to necessarily throw stuff and throw it against the wall if it's something that we haven't as a commission really defined for us. I would feel more comfortable in delineating some of the things that we've talked about right now, i.e. making sure that we have a dialogue that incorporates men and women with an appreciation of women regardless of what their contributions are to the community, paid and unpaid, within the confines of our cover letter, perhaps. I'm just trying to figure out, given in the interest of time, how to get this where everybody is on board and comfortable with the language. And I don't know what other recommendations. I know I don't have time to deal with it today. I mean, I've been working on it along with DWS for the last few days, and so I'm trying to figure out how best to pin this down so that we can do that. Yes, Senator Henderson. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to encourage you to not let perfection get in the way of the good. So let's not worry about revamping anything today. Let's keep it simple and straightforward, and you know, we can hash out these
these specific things in the long run. I think that the work that we've done so far is good and valuable, and we'll definitely take these to heart in terms of clarifying this for our colleagues so it is on the record. And if we put it in the cover letter, it will be part of the report. And then we can work on defining the goals a little bit more specificity on this. So, I mean, I'll defer to you, Representative Woods, if you feel that there's a way that we can somehow, maybe this afternoon with a few minutes that we have together, that we can try to figure that out in our, if we can add some additional language to the report, given the input that we've gotten from the commissioners today. But I'm looking at the deadline ticking, the clock ticking too. So, Commissioner Burkholder.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Senator Henderson and think that there could be an opportunity in the meetings this week to bring that up in conversation. Mm-hmm. So maybe if the two of you could simply keep that in the back of your minds in case there are comments that arise that question our good intentions in that area, mm-hmm. and to correct that, and that will be on the record. And then as we continue to develop, we can make that more formal.
Okay. Any other comments regarding things of notes that you've noticed inside the report itself that are either glaring errors or corrections? That's kind of what I want to get today is, you know, any missing, something that's glaring that we completely missed on that in terms of the content. Okay, and again, Representative Edwards and I were going to work on finalizing that cover letter. We can put some punch to some of the things that you've brought up in that cover letter and then move forward with that. And even if you think of things tonight that we could verbally share within our report, because we're going to, you know, we can send us an email and say, oh, you may want to mention such and such, just like we've done today in terms of components, in terms of our verbal report, and we can add that to that tomorrow and on a Wednesday. I think one thing that I do want to spend some time, though, doing, Representative Edwards, is thinking through the presentation that you and I will be doing Wednesday in workforce services, specifically tied to the, you know, like the sunset and what we do to kind of support that. And I think some of the recommendations that you're making in terms of looking at some populations that we can be looking at forward thinking are helpful to that. But did you want to talk a little bit more about how you see the presentation on Wednesday going? So we have an extremely full agenda, and so our time will be in our meeting on Wednesday. We will be needing to really hold it to, I think we have 15 minutes. We have draft legislation that removes the sunset. So in our perfect world, we can run through this report quickly. We would have an opportunity for some questions, and then we would take a motion from someone, from a member of the committee, which I could do because I'm on the committee, to adopt the legislation as a committee bill. So that, we will not have, the committee members will not have seen this ahead of time because just the timing. But I guess if it's finalized by tonight, we could send them an electronic copy that they could look at, but realistically, I'm not sure how much time the committee members will be allotting to looking at this in anticipation of the meeting. But that's how I see it getting laid out, is a small review of HB 90 from 2 years ago, how we got to where we are, what we've done, here's our presentation, here's what the issues we're thinking of looking at in the future, and really being careful to, in the having probably those three or four things that have just been brought up here that we're aware of, and we can weave those into our answers as we have Q&A. So, I don't know. Do you feel that we need to spend some time with some of the committee members regarding the sunset on it? Do you think it's, or do you think we'll be? I just want to see. I'm trying to think of kind of strategically what we're looking at if we.
I think we'll have a couple of committee members that are
that would have some concern about a removal in the sunset, and we could probably address them individually.
Okay.
And we can talk about them. Yeah, maybe you and I can go talk to them ahead of time, just trying to allay any, get ahead of it if we can before the meeting. So, okay, that sounds good. And again, if any of you can make it, fine. If not, we will be, we'll just go ahead and move forward with it. You've given us some really great additional food for thought in terms of helping to augment our relevancy with our colleagues moving forward. And I think that everybody's brought up some really good points in that regard, and we'll make a point of doing that very specifically when we do our presentations both tomorrow. Because I'm sure tomorrow we're going to run into that. I mean, we're not going to bring, are we going to bring up the sunset tomorrow? I would love to talk about that. I think we're just doing a report, so we can just talk about what we've done and make it very clear. We still have a lot of work to do, and that hopefully will make an argument for the necessity for removing the sunset and continuing the work. And really tie it into the perspective that the rest of the nation and other communities have about Utah and the possibility of opportunity for women in this community, I think, is something that we can really utilize, that especially tomorrow, the conversation in the EAC. Commissioner Burkholder.
Thank you. One other thought. Do we know, does former Representative Jennifer Seelig know how many other states have commissions like this? Because it seems to me that that might be something that you might want to mention.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone does, so as a source of pride and standing out, that might be useful to mention if we know.
I have a question for Commissioner Burkholder. You're part of the Women Leadership Institute, is that correct? Are you on their board?
No. Real Women Run.
Okay. All right, I mean, I knew that, but I'm wondering if we might want to have a conversation with, because that group has done a lot of outreach in the business community, and they may have some, former Senator Jones may have some insight for us that she has gleaned through those conversations that may be helpful for us in expressing the need for the conversation to continue and our relevance and how that really does impact economic development. So that business component to what we're doing, I think, would be relevant. And we could even just look at their materials. And I think the fact that we're having sort of a proliferation of groups in the community that are interested and spotlighting variety of issues that kind of fall under our umbrella, I think speaks to the relevance of it as well. One thing that we didn't mention to you, I think we've done this in the meantime since our last meeting, is we did actually, Representative Edwards and I, and Senator Escamillo was also joined us for that committee meeting. We met with the members of WLI, we met with Senator Jones, former Senator Jones, and Trish Hatch, and talked about kind of definition of role and how we can complement each group can complement each other and kind of moving forward and defining where they see themselves going and where we see ourselves going as a commission to help not to duplicate efforts, but actually rather try to complement each other's efforts. So I wanted to report that back to all of you as we're going to actually make a point of trying to meeting with them quarterly as chairs, just kind of checking in as to where they see themselves going and where we see ourselves going. We were very specific with our role in terms of being in the policy realm and very specifically having that opportunity to be in the area of government policy and agency policy and driving an environment within which some of the work that they do can grow, but being very specific about where we don't necessarily, that isn't necessarily their role, that's more of our role. And then I express that effectively. So I'm glad we started talking about the Women's Leadership Institute so we can share that all with you. I think it's going to be very important for us as a commission to keep very open chains of communication with that group so that we know the direction that they're going and they understand with specificity where we see the commission going so we continue to complement versus mostly duplicate each other's things that each other is doing. So
you know, just in terms of going forward and looking to our work next year and things that we might want to put on our agenda for discussions later. Certainly the issues of that we mentioned earlier, minorities, elderly, women in business, access to capital, those are three, and there are probably others. But also it may be a helpful thing for us to meet in a formal setting with the entire commission with representatives from some of these other groups in the community and talk about where their efforts are focusing, how we can complement them. We mentioned, you know, being conveners, and I think we've spoken several times about how we can support the, you know, supporters of a real women-run conference, for instance, or whatever, be a sponsor, that's the word. And so how could we kind of align ourselves or at least make ourselves aware of those other efforts? So having Real Women Run or Women in Leadership Institute or others that are on our list of, on page four, some of those different groups, both in the private and the public sector come in. And many of we have already heard from, but some we have not in our formal setting. So that might be something we could look at.
And I think that's something that Commissioner Wallace and the Communications Committee has thought about, how we can really put our brand on some of these other events that other organizations are running, so people start to see us as the go-to entity related to policy and engaging with the government sphere of this, as complementing the work that is being done in the private sector and by some of these other organizations. Because especially with the launching of the website, you know, we're going to, well, hopefully, knock on wood, because it's such a great website, we're getting a lot of traffic, and people are going to say, great, so now what do we do with you? I mean, you know, what can you do? What can you do for me, the Women in the Economy Commission? I'm seeing your website, and I linked on to you, so what can you do for me as a woman that's running a business, or a woman who's out in our rural community that's running into challenges with regulation and oversight in her local city, or, you know, those types of things where, what can you do for me now that we've done that? And I know that the Communications Committee is working on what that might look like, and I'll let Commissioner Wallace, when we do kind of subcommittee reports, delve into that a little bit. But I think that is one of the things we really want to start to push forward is having people really see us as a resource, but also be ready to respond. I mean, that's part of the thing, is you don't want to put yourself up and then don't have the mechanism by which you can respond to people's needs once they see you're out there. Commissioner Burke, oh, wait, let me go to Senator Henderson, and then we'll go to Commissioner Burke.
Thank you. I have a question. I don't know if anybody here knows the answer to this. In terms of things that we're going to be looking at next year moving forward, do we have any data that delineates the difference, if there is any, between leadership positions or, you know, the good jobs, higher paying jobs in the private sector versus the public sector? I mean, do we know how the state of Utah does with having women in leadership executive positions within the agencies? What about at the county level and the local levels? I know I went to a county function a couple of weeks ago and was surprised, not very surprised, but sadly surprised. You know, there were no women at all in leadership position. I mean, there's lots of women that work there, but they're secretarial staff. And so I just wondered how we do as a state, if there's any data there, if anybody knows, maybe bringing awareness to that is one thing that we can do that may have some kind of an effect on actual women and real jobs that they may have that we may have some say over.
So are we, you know, kind of in the niche, are we walking the talk when it comes
to that? Yeah. Does it parallel? Because we have some data for the state in general. It's not very good. Does the state parallel that, or do we even know?
Kathy, do you know whether we've got anything along those lines that looks at agencies and the representation in the different levels of management or something along that line?
The specific way of the state agency, what executive branch levels?
We're looking at state agencies, and do we break down by gender, mm-hmm. you know, percentage? We could say probably a percentage within secretarial slash support services, there might be a certain number, but do we have it broken down by management and administrative level, executive level, of who, what that gender, do we have gender breakdown on that at all?
I don't know if we have gender breakdown on it. We have by title, because I don't think when the employers report to our agency their employment information, I do not believe they break it down by gender. We do have social though, so it may be that we can deep dive in and figure out that information. So it may be possible. Let me look into that and see if we can get that breakdown.
No, let's just see what's available to us at this present time, and then maybe we need to tweak things a little bit more in terms of being able to collect the data, because I think that speaks to your point earlier, Senator, of being able to qualify that this really is a problem when people say we don't see it as a problem.
Right.
We're starting to gather more and more data on that, but I think that's a wonderful overlay in terms of understanding within governmental spheres, both local and statewide, do we reflect what we're asking the private sector to do?
Right.
Good point. Very good point. Thank you.
Commissioner Burkholder.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for meeting with the Women's Leadership Institute to learn more about what they're doing. I think that what is important about that is to understand how new they are and to honor the work that is already being done on behalf of women in the state by many other organizations whom I'm sure would be glad to meet with you as well. Certainly the YWCA would be glad to meet with you and see where our interests coincide. That isn't so much a part of these meetings, but I'm sure we're not alone in that. So I would simply encourage you not to focus on that particular very new group, which also has a sunset, in your desire to collaborate and really understand what else is going on in the state in terms of women.
Any other thoughts or comments as we kind of think about future work? And we'll make a point of talking about this when we do our report, put in our cover letter to a certain extent, and then we can delineate it. I think it would be great to continue this conversation as we move into December and January and be very specific as we should be in terms of what our goals look like for the next year and put those down and have measurable outcomes that we can reflect upon next year with some specificity. I think people have brought up some really good points in that regard, and I want to make sure that the work that gets done over the next few months really is monitored very closely, and we'll work to find ways of doing that make some metrics for ourselves. I think that's really what we need to be doing, and I think that in putting this report together for this year, we've seen that, and so it gives us food for thought on how we might want to move forward with our work so we can help make the work of our supportive staff a little bit more easier as we move forward into reporting in 2016. Any other comments on the annual report before we move on? All right, thank you. So let's go ahead and move to subcommittee updates, and I'm going to go to Commissioner Wallace first to have her talk about the website, other fun stuff that we're getting going in that direction.
Wait, I have a right connector here.
Do you
have it? No. On the way here, I thought we could bring up the website, the prototype of the website. It doesn't look like we have the right connectors, though. It's not a big deal. I can send you the link to the prototype. There isn't any content in it yet, just placeholders, so
okay.
We could be able to view it for content anyway.
Okay.
But I can send that to you to condition later on today. So probably you can be happy with my cover.
Okay, so since our last mission meeting, I feel like we've actually accomplished quite a bit. And last month, just to give you the basics of what Utah Interactive is willing to do for our commission, which is complimentary work for our website, women.utah.gov. And I have sent over preliminary content for them for all the areas that we're putting on there, which includes research, policy, resources, and in the news, although those might not be the names that we keep on those categories, but that's the areas that we're shooting for. Policy right now does include our guiding principles, which I'm sure that Madam Co-Chair will be sharing with us. There are four of those. Let's see, the layout was has really been the same since the last time we talked. We'll have some options along the top, which include the major areas I mentioned before, in addition to an About Us page, which will include several things in it as well. If you're interested, I can send you the layout as far as what the each header has underneath it, although it won't be long before the content is available, and I might just wait till the content's inside of the prototype of the website. But what I have to share is that the website, the deadline for the website has been extended because we are looking at and we'll be planning for original photos from, it would be Commissioner, oh my goodness, what's the last name?
Robinson.
Commissioner Robinson's husband has been willing to provide professional photography. So right now the plan is to have our pictures of our own Utah women on our website. We will just forego stock photography altogether. That's an important part of what we're doing, is it really is about Utah women. And so I just want to read off to you this plan really quickly for that. The content's almost exclusively done, so it's really the imagery on it. And we do want to make sure that it is heavy on the image side as opposed to lots of words as well. The deadlines right now that I've established today would be a deadline for our storyboard layout and also for the list of shops for the website and for a photo bank. So what I've done is I put together a list of potential shots to make sure our photography takes. I won't read through them all, but they're in the areas of those four guiding principles, which we will learn about. They will definitely include lots of diversity, both age, ethnicity, et cetera, all sectors, to include a good representation of the women that are in Utah. And that will include, for instance, women owning businesses, working with businesses, leading meetings, also women as individuals, and whether it's in poverty or in success, women leading families, both individually as well as part of a cohesive, I guess, relationship that families are together, as well as those that are raising children on their own. We'll have a section and photos of women in education, again, both age, a variety of ages, and as well as photos that will show traditional students as well as non-traditional students in their studying. Employment in the workforce will also include women as business owners, like I mentioned before, women in STEM, women even in non-traditional fields that are dominated by men, as well as showing work-life balance, which is a really important thing to our commission. Let's see.
Commissioner, I would recommend maybe chatting with Ashley Barnett with Women in the Trades to try to get some, she could probably really get some great photo arrangements of women in non-traditional fields.
Great.
That would be a compliment.
What we'd like to do is select somewhat at random the ladies that would be asked to be photographed, and the photographer is ready and preparing a release form so that we have those for use on the web. And the outline really goes forward where we have the shots in mind, as well as some potential people that we would like to contact, and also the venues or the places that we want to photograph these ladies. And I'll work with the photographer and the individuals. We'd love to know if there are women that you feel would represent really well in any of these areas that you think would be good to be photographed. Just let me know. We plan to have the location and the women's groups decided in the next week, and then our photo shoot will be the first few weeks of December, and workable photos available before Christmas, and the launch date of our new website would be January 1, 2016. I think if there's anything else to mention,
Our next committee meeting for communications is on the 24th, so next week. And right now that includes myself, Olga, De La Cruz from Utah Hispanic Chamber, as well as Mallory, but I've also invited two others to join us as well. So some are communications professionals, others are not, and definitely a wide range of ages as well. Barbara, she'll be joining us in a few months. She's interim director where she works and does not have the bandwidth to do that right now, but once they have hired for that, she'll be back on our committee. So I'm excited for that. We'll be drafting our own goals for this year, taking into consideration what we've just really talked about, and definitely keeping the dialogue going among all different groups, sectors, and ages.
Great.
Super. Any questions about any of that?
Just a recommendation for accessing photos of women in underrepresented fields. You might want to contact someone at the UCAT. I know when I was on higher ed appropriations, they were always bringing in presentations where they'd show this female student started out in welding and then they worked it for a couple of years and then now they're getting an engineering degree at Weber State, that kind of success story. And I know they have a lot of those that you could kind of choose from, but that's a good representation of someone who's kind of, you know, doing what we're talking about, getting a skill, and then kind of parlaying that into some additional opportunities.
I think that's an excellent idea to include success stories. I think that women need to be other examples, and if we have example specific Utah women as examples, it's even more powerful. Thank you.
Senator Henderson.
Thank you. Sorry, my light doesn't blink for some reason.
Yeah.
So I've got three women come to mind, and they're not in non-traditional professions, but one is an artist who has started painting murals in people's homes. It's fantastic. One owns a school of aesthetics in Provo, and one owns a clogging dance studio. So not that they're more traditional things, but if any of those are of interest to you, you can just let me know.
Please email me the names. I'd love to.
At full disclosure, one is my sister, the other two are sisters-in-law. But anyway, so just if you need them, I am sure that they would be happy to participate, and I'll give you their information and leave it in your hands.
And I appreciate you offering those, because one thing I was thinking of is more with having a representation of a more home-based business, so that, again, we show the diversity of it. It's not just about women who go outward to the workforce, but that are trying to find ways to support their families and are doing it with something that they love, a passion that the artist sounds amazing, so that you see that they're taking their talented skills and in a home-based setting or a home, something that they can define on their term on a small business that they can get out. So I think those are great examples. Thanks.
Any other thoughts?
Okay. Thank you.
So, Dr. Robinson, Commissioner Robinson isn't here today. I don't know, Anne, has the research committee met at all? Do you have any news for us from the research committee that you might, that you could share with us, Patricia?
The only news I have is that we're impatiently waiting here from the Walmart Foundation. But the actual committee has not yet met.
Okay, we'll hear from them soon.
Super. All right, that was, I was hoping we'd have that news by today.
Wow.
Okay.
Very anxious.
What's our plan B with that if we don't get that funding? And we need to go find another funder.
The ask is $25,000?
$35,000, $40,000.
$33,000.
Yeah. The direct ask is $33,000-something. So maybe we need to go for an appropriate.
I think that's what we need to do.
Is our plan B an appropriate?
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
And then plus some. Because I think that one of the things that we, and this is something we need to chat about as we move into the next session, is not only that, but just any complimentary support that, you know, with the website or communications work, or if we want to do sponsorships, or if we want to be able to augment the resources that we provide to women in the community to utilize this commission, that maybe we need to ask for a little bit more so we're not scrambling for
opportunities. This is what I want to, that I worry about. This is kind of what we ran into, is an opportunity avails itself to us and we don't have the resources because we're kind of strapped because of our, so I think this, I mean, we may not know what those opportunities are until they arise, and so maybe just having something set aside for community work or something along those lines that we, because I would like to ask for a little bit more so that we can be able to be responsive to things and not have to scramble like we tried to do this year with some opportunities. Be prepared for that.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a great idea. Thank you, Commissioner Burkholder, for that information, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
Just making it happen. Send me a text. Alrighty, so moving to the Public Policy Committee, you'll see that what we've been trying to do, and we've had some really great input from, I appreciate the work that Commissioner Wallace in particular has put into helping us at least work towards some kind of gelling around guiding principles by which we would look at public policy. And I pulled into the beginning of the This is what we were looking at putting on the website in terms of policies, or not policies, but guiding principles that guide policy recommendations. And again, I submit them for your input and for your feedback. They're very, we think they reflect what we're trying to do, but I think maybe there is some tweaking around the edges now that we've had some conversations about dialogue. Some conversations of partnering with men and as supporters or as allies that I might want to throw in there as we tweak this, and I'll look at that because I think you brought up some really good points in that regard, Senator. But if there is looking at looking at these, you see any of the recommended language and see a couple of other things you brought up in terms of government. Not making it the end-all, be-all. Maybe there's some ways that we can pull that in there. But please, you know, feel free to weigh in on these so that we can finalize them. Because what I want to really start moving forward, and one of the things we want to do is, Representative Edwards and I do our presentations over the next couple of days, is emphasize to our colleagues to look at look to us as a resource for information, and for vetting their policy ideas with us. And that is kind of one of the things I really want to emphasize over the next couple of days, is we've gathered so much great information over the last year or so. Use us as that sounding board as you move forward with policies. Think about how this affects people in your districts and the people that you're trying to affect with whatever the policy may be. Remember that sometimes there are women and men, and what does that look like for the women who might be looking at your policy or your appropriation request or whatever that might be, and where that we're here and would love to provide you feedback and thoughts on improving upon your policy as you move it forward within that prism and that light. So, any feedback or thoughts initially? Commissioner Burkholder.
I like it. I think that it captures a lot of the things that we're interested in. One suggestion that I would make is that instead of saying income and poverty, that we say income and opportunity. Because poverty is the only word
that's a negative.
That's a negative, and what's the problem? And there are a lot of issues about that and understanding it and valuing it. So
good input, thank you. Any other initial thoughts or first glances? Feel free again to send me emails, texts, thoughts as we move forward on these.
I'm just looking at the NCSL site for working families, which is kind of their lens through which they look at these kinds of issues, and my suggestion would be, if possible, that we align our categories with some of theirs. And so that's why I think the word opportunity is right on line there. Some of their other issues, let's see, some of their other titles are, let's see, asset building, budget finance, which is sort of, you know, similar, I guess, to asset building, economic development, education, health, and workforce development. So we're, I mean, I'm just thinking about our current Senator Bramble, mm-hmm. who is their president of NCSL, and thinking we would, having an alignment there aligns our mission to some of the things that I think NCSL is focused on. So we'll take a look at that in our discussion. All right. Well, thank you for what you've provided so far in terms of input on all of these three things, these three committees, and I feel we've had a really good conversation in terms of thinking about what we want to do moving forward into the next year and how we present that over the next couple of days to keep this commission rolling and moving forward and doing good work. What I'd like to do is what I'll try to do within the next couple of weeks and in anticipation, hopefully well in advance of our next meeting, is put a framework for continuing this conversation on the goals and the objectives of the commission moving forward, given the discussion that we've had today. And that way we can start to solidify some of where we might want to go with goals. And then it looks like within the confines of each of the subcommittee meetings, if I could invite those of you that serve on those committees, it looks like the communications workforce is kind of already thinking that way in terms of goals. But if you could share that with Jenny whenever you have your next research meeting, and maybe some more additional delineated goals and objectives moving forward, then that way we can pull that in, and it allows us to provide some metrics around what we accomplish. Any other thoughts before we move forward or adjourn for the day? Yes. Oh, yes. I think it's easier for just you to wave your finger than I can.
Thank you for letting me talk. I just wanted to let you guys know that I touched and carried the changes that you guys had all discussed the report, and she just electronically sent it to all of us,
Okay.
Whoever was in the team originally. So if you want to take one last look and
okay.
make sure it looks how we want it, then we can send that off.
Okay.
But okay. Good.
All right, we'll take a look at it after we leave the meeting. We'll rush up to my office and take a gander. All righty. If we have no other business that is before the commission, I will entertain another final motion. Senator Henderson, I make the motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And thanks, everyone, for your time and good work. Thanks.
Thank you.